Susan, tell us about Waukesha. Why does it insist it needs water from Lake Michigan?
Well, Waukesha is a city and one of the fastest growing and most affluent counties in Wisconsin. But for decades, the community has had to pump wells for its drinking water. That's not unusual, but because its growth has been so expansive, the pumping has depleted the wells, and they're increasingly contaminated with cancer-causing radium. So the state of Wisconsin has ordered Waukesha to come up with a sustainable, safe water source by 2018. The city requested drawing 10 million gallons a day using the water, Lake Michigan water, cleaning it and looping the water back to Lake Michigan via a river.
Now that sounds like a simple request with all the water that's available in Lake Michigan. This has turned into a long fight over some much broader principles.
That's right. It all goes back to 2008 when the eight Great Lakes states signed the Great Lakes Compact. They were worried about regions like the Southwest siphoning off lots of water from the lakes. The Great Lakes system represents about 20% of the world's fresh water in a world that's increasingly water poor. So the compact barred any place outside the Great Lakes basin for using the water except in rare situations. Waukesha is the first city entirely outside the Great Lakes basin to request a diversion since the compact came to life. Waukesha's application could be precedent-setting and test the compact's resilience. Talk on the street is other communities around the Great Lakes Basin are waiting in the wings. If Waukesha wins its case, applications for more water diversion will begin to flow.
Well, thanks. That's the big picture. Now let's talk about the details. How can Waukesha get around the restrictions on diverting water from Lake Michigan?
The city of Waukesha's location puts it in a special category. It is located to the west of Milwaukee, on the other side of the subcontinental divide. That means Waukesha's groundwater flows to the Mississippi River Basin. But Waukesha can apply for Lake Michigan water because it's located in a county that straddles the Great Lakes Basin.
Now, environmental groups have filed objections to the plan, saying that Waukesha was slow to look for other solutions. What are the arguments for and against the diversion?
Waukesha argues its plan satisfies all the requirements of the compact. For instance, it has a water conservation plan in place. That's required by the compact. And Waukesha says its plan won't deplete the basin. Those challenging Waukesha's application claim the city should create a much more comprehensive conservation plan. Others say Waukesha can remove radium from well water, making it safe, or say Waukesha should dig a series of shallow wells to handle the city's water needs. Waukesha says it has explored all of those options, and only Lake Michigan would solve its problem.
So now we're sort of at the point of a decision. Where does the application process stand today?
This spring, delegates from the Great Lakes states, along with the two Canadian provinces, worked through Waukesha's massive application. The group came to a consensus on a couple of major points. Waukesha should restrict its proposal to its existing service area. The city's application folded in several neighboring communities, and the regional body suggests the city draw less Lake Michigan water, an average of 8.2 million gallons per day versus 10 million gallons. Last month, Waukesha's plan was endorsed by the states and Canadian provinces. Minnesota, however, abstained, saying it needed more time to deliberate. But there's another wrinkle. This is just an advisory vote. The final decision rests on the shoulders of the eight Great Lakes state governors. And in order for Waukesha to win approval, the vote must be unanimous. That vote is scheduled for June 21st in Chicago.